Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 14 and verse 7. It reads, "Go ahead, I am with you heart and soul." You know, yesterday we were talking about working in a team, and the first challenge that you can face is insecurity if you're not working within a team, amiably and amicably. Today we are going to talk about avoiding naivety. What does that mean? You know, I like a proverb that was said, "Behind every able man, there are always other able men." My dear brothers and sisters, even if you are capable of doing something on your own, wisdom asks, "Who can help me do this better?" That's the difference between mediocrity and excellence. Business consultant John Gegans keeps a sign on his desk, and it reads, "If I had it to do all over again, I'd get help." We could all use that reminder. My dear brothers and sisters, success can tempt us into thinking we no longer need others. But if your dream truly comes from God, it will always exceed your personal abilities. It will require the strengths of others. Jonathan and his armor bearer defeated an entire Philistine garrison. How did he do it? Jonathan declared, "Perhaps the Lord will act on our behalf. Nothing can hinder the Lord from saving, whether by many or by few." His armor bearer replied, "Do all that you have in mind. I am with you, heart and soul." My dear brothers and sisters, Jonathan's leadership inspired courage. His armor bearer's support inspired action. Together, they achieved something extraordinary for God. Teamwork lies at the core of great victories. The real question is not whether teams are valuable, it's whether we are humble enough to recognize our need for them and to become better team players. Amen. So the question is, how can we apply this word to our personal lives? I would give you some pointers. Number one, seek collaboration. Do not let past success make you self-sufficient. Invite others to strengthen your work. Number two, encourage others. Be the kind of person whose words and actions inspire courage in those around you. Number three, value mutual dependence. Recognize that God often works through partnership, not just individual effort. And number four, and the last point is, pray for the right team. Ask God to bring the right people alongside you for His purposes. Amen? Let's pray. Abba Father, we are grateful to you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We humble ourselves before your presence, O God, that Lord, you desire that we succeed at every level. And Lord, you have given us examples, O Father, that how you desire your people will flourish and prosper through the lives and the teamwork of your people and mentioned in your scripture. Lord, we thank you for the people you place in our lives to support, to challenge, and to strengthen us. Help us to walk in humility, O God, recognizing that we cannot do everything alone. Give us wisdom to seek the right partnerships and courage to encourage others as we serve God together. Lord God Almighty, I pray that may our combined efforts bring glory to your holy name. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. Lord God Almighty, I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I send forth your word of healing to abound over their lives, O Father. Lord, your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we vow to give you the praise, the glory, the honor, and the dominion, the power and the authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.